You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Brought to us by the K Road Business Association, Fever Tree, and the good bars of K Road.
The K Road business ass.
Indeed.
Well.
Welcome, Jono, to the BFM studio, repping Love Bucket this evening.
I am, thank you very much.
I just had a beer at Love Bucket yesterday.
You actually did invite me too. I was going to say you didn't invite me, but you 100% invited me.
Do you remember what sort of beer you had?
Hallertau number 9.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, that's my favourite actually at the moment. If I'm going out and it's in the fridge, that's what I'll reach for.
You're not supposed to touch it though if it's someone else's bar.
No, they're like, get away from the back of the bar. And I'm like,
that.
What?
Do you appreciate that at Love Bucket if someone just kind of helps himself?
I love it when drunk people come behind the bar to
What if I've got exact change and I put the exact change and I do the... Not good?
No, exact change is fine.
Okay, carry on. Perfect.
All right, Jono from Love Bucket. Makes sense. What the heck are you making us this evening on Cocktail Corner?
We're keeping it simple tonight because I'm not a mixologist, but...
Well, this is radio, people can't see. You didn't have to tell them. You can just...
I think that was his opinion, not like how he dresses or anything.
Yeah. You can...
Well, no, so we're obviously making
this is the magic
super
of radio.
Fancy. We're really going to showcase the Fever Tree Elderflower tonic water tonight.
Elderflower, keen. Big fan.
And Patron Silver, which
is very good.
Our house tequila.
It's very,
very tequila.
Clear. It's a very clean-looking tequila. Let me look at this. Do you want me to just...
That's how you know it's good.
I went to a wedding recently and we did some duty-free shopping and we got lots of Patron.
Where did you have the wedding? At the airport?
Yes, it was at the airport.
Who got married at the airport? I'm sorry.
Can I have that, please?
I was smelling tequila at the time and I'm asking these top-notch questions. Your pop was strong.
Yep.
Damn.
Yep.
It smells
Patron.
Good, I've got to
it's
say.
Patron. Okay, John, talk us through this cocktail. How do you make
it? Sorry, do you need this to make the cocktail? So we'll put that back, mate. Apologies.
It looks like
shit, but
this looks like and it sounds like a cocktail that people could make at home.
Oh, it's a very easy one, yes. If I can make it, you can make it.
Mm-hmm. I keep forgetting to drink more tequila.
Tequila is the boss.
That's a very good motto.
I think it's a vicious cycle, though.
Words to
you
live
have
by.
Some tequila, forget. You carry on.
I think tequila gets a bit of a bad rep, but...
You're true. Yeah, that's true.
The trouble is that most people aren't drinking good tequila.
Did you bring that ice or did you get it from BFM?
I bought this ice.
I'm impressed because you know that there's ice in the fridge here, but you brought special, different ice.
I also know that you can't rely on the fact that there will be ice in the fridge. Mm. Yeah, so.
You know too much.
Okay, so you're chilling the glass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look at that ice. That is a professional ice. Look how square it is. Love Bucket with their ice machine there. Okay, chilling the glass. So this is a built drink in a tall glass?
Yes, yeah, so we're starting with a tall glass, adding ice to it to, as you said, chill the glass, keep it nice and cool. We will start with 30 mils of Patron Silver.
Yep, which we both approve of. Great floral on the nose. What sort of botanicals does this... No, does tequila have botanicals in it? No, I'm thinking gin.
You need to shut your gob, by the way.
I've never used the word botanical
just
to describe tequila.
Just say it smells good and shut up, eh?
It's very
wait
smooth.
For the mouthfeel. You can start talking about... No, that's whiskey. Sorry.
We'll both zip it.
I'm trying to think of what sport I want to watch when I'm drinking the drink. And it's not tennis... And it's not cricket. It might be that sort of Pacific style cricket with that strange bat.
A kid or something?
Surfing. You could be watching the World Surf League out at Piha.
Or a cockfight.
Mm. A cockfight, you reckon?
Yeah.
Getting rowdy.
Nice cockfight. I actually haven't tried the drink yet, so let's just hold up.
Cool. So how much, built in the glass, how much tequila or
so
30, Patron?
30 mils, just a standard double shot of tequila.
A wedge of cucumber has gone in.
Yeah, a wedge of cucumber, which we're going to pour the...
Am I allowed to eat it?
Fever Tree Elderflower Tonic over too, so it sort of captures some of that cucumbery goodness as it fills the glass.
You brought a can opener.
I've taken a can opener from the BFM drawer.
Okay, so you have sort of used a little bit of BFM, a little bit of Love Bucket, a little bit of K Road Business Association.
Exactly.
Okay.
How, Jono, you obviously work at Love Bucket. Has it started firing back up on K Road now that everyone's returned to work after summer?
Now that Uber's got those electric bicycles out,
Yeah, well, obviously, K Road is a bit chaotic right now, but
okay, obviously.
There's the construction going on at which will be over there for the next few years as they make the place more and more beautiful, more
train
and more functional.
Train stop coming up as well. Mm.
Exactly. Yep. The new train station going in, so you'll be able to jump off the train and then be directly on K Road. Mm. But the message is, come join the disruption. K Road has never been more popular. There is an absolute amazing range of wine bars.
Have they considered rainbow road cones? Is that too outrageous?
Well, actually, this weekend for Pride, they're going to be unleashing the rainbow on K Road. It's going to be a huge weekend.
Okay, because I know the road cones are really starting to PO some people. I don't want to use bad language in Cocktail Corner, sorry.
K Road seemed to be very vibrant and spicy when I was up there last night.
Why, did you have a kebab?
There's just a lot going on. There's just like sort of usual K Road antics. So yeah, I was up there about 7 p.m. and there was definitely some spicy people. Huh. You know, like that kind of
characters?
The K Road thing, you're like, ooh.
Yes,
that's
love
alrighty.
It.
K Road.
There's a little witching hour as well. Be careful.
Yeah.
Let's not pass.
Someone
the
fell
board.
Over into a bag of rubbish.
It Thank you very much. Drink is in
smells
hand.
Smells great. Cucumber, mate.
It's in a tall grandma ashtray-style glass.
Mm-hmm. Can I just have a little sip of the elderflower fever tree stuff before I get into this?
Oh, yo. This lets the tequila kind of shout out. So you want to make this with decent tequila, which I'm assuming this Patron is.
Oh, Patron is very good tequila.
Okay, great. It's like, it tastes nice, man. You can really taste it. It's a great way to not drink tequila straight. Can I say that?
Well, it's also, if Patron is also very good for drinking straight. If you just want to put it in a glass and sip it,
I can taste
whiskey,
it really nicely. Yeah, it's great.
The elderflower tonic is super dry.
Okay.
But still has that nice sweetness.
100% liquid though as well.
Can you put that safely over there?
Can't guarantee that.
This is a simple, easy to make cocktail, and it is delicious.
I'm glad to hear it. Yeah.
I was actually looking for a reason to get cucumber back in my life. I've sort of gone a little bit off cucumber.
Quick survey for the listeners: who puts cucumber in a salad on the rigs?
Like a Greek one with the feta
just
and whatnot.
Everyday salad.
I would. I don't know.
Everyday salad.
I make a zucchini pasta type thing sometimes. That's kind of a cucumber, eh?
Mm. Sometimes I find cucumber a bit strong in flavour, but not in the strength. Perfect.
Yeah, no, I'm the same.
I just find it a little bit annoying. It's like a kind of annoying flavour, you know? But it's working out right now.
Yeah, I generally only like cucumber in a drink.
It tastes like the tequila's climbing mountain and the cucumber's kind of like the backpack with this good stuff in it.
Mm.
Well, that's a great analogy. It, yeah.
It's good. Are you happy with it?
I'm very happy with it.
It's hard to go blinder and give it away to someone like that. Oh, love bucket. Coming through as per. Beautiful spot. Beautiful sound system in there, can I say. John, we need to get up there for a DJ set
at
some point.
We do. I was in there last night.
Are you low-key pulling the things at me? You're rubbing your eye, actually, by accident.
I haven't been up there for a while, but we should go up, check it out. What else is happening on K Road, Jono?
Cool. So I would also like to talk about Strange Things, who are a bookstore on K Road.
Mm.
Now, they are sort of down near the Love Bucket, well, the Love Bucket middle of K Road.
Is it Strange Haven? Old school Strange Haven? Is it the same spot?
Different.
Possibly.
Can't be that many strangers. K Road, though.
Yes, over the next few months, they'll be having all sorts of events focusing on local publishing.
By Uncle Man's?
Right by Uncle Man's, in fact. Yeah, if you want to have some Vietnamese or Malaysian food while you're checking out some local books. Or you could go for a coffee at Daily Daily, 452 K Road. They have blends from all around the world.
Or maybe you've got roller skates on and you just go straight past. Because you're screaming down there in your roller skates.
Well, if you stop at Daily Daily, then you'd be nice and caffeinated, which means you can sort of keep roller skating all day.
Just come out of Ink Bar, straight into the bookstore.
Roller skating.
Get a coffee, keep
Somebody's saying yes on the cucumber and the salad, fair call. Have your say, eh? BFM. Mm-hmm.
And the final business I would like to talk about is Monster Valley Creative Agency and Art Gallery, Motion Picture Lag, and Studio Hire.
Is that up by where the rock shop used to be, kind of thing?
Yeah, 74 K Road, right up there.
On the mural wall.
Exactly.
What's on the wall at the moment? Still the crying kiwi?
K Road really has it all. Cheers.
Don't you dare. Yeah.
Join the disruption.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Jono.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Love Bucket. Thank you, K-Road Business Ass.
And Fever Tree. All over the show, including Gindulgence this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great plug.
Don't say that while I'm drinking this tequila, please. Patron. Silver Patron. Should have said the colour. Is there a gold Patron?
There is an Anejo, which is an aged Patron, which is a nice gold colour.
Mm, okay.
And there's also the Reposado, which has been aged a little bit longer.
Okay. Good to know. Hit the button, John.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.